After taking 2 weeks off, we are back. Life and health, Thomas, Tim, and Cody back in the basement again.
In the basement.
In the basement. It's our studio. It's not a basement, it's a studio.
That's right.
B2, not B12.
But B12 is good for you.
So it's been 2 weeks. A lot of food for me in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah?
And just junk. I'll say the last week and a half. I won't say the last 2 weeks.
I think that's probably all of us.
Yeah. But it's been good. It's been a good time. It's been a good little break. Hope everyone had a good holiday. Enjoyed yourselves. And then now it's time to get back on track.
I just watched 275-pound, 5-touch-and-go cleans.
That's what you've been doing over there?
I had to watch it like 3 times, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
That is pretty incredible.
All right, anyway. So how's everybody doing? I always ask this question.
Why, I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Dandy.
Dandy?
Yep.
Okay.
Dandy.
All right, so what are we talking about? Goals and then changes since it's a new year, a new time, a new thing.
Resolution.
I refuse to call it a resolution. I'm not calling it one.
That's what everybody knows it by.
Nah, because I feel like resolutions just die off. It's like something that lasts for like 2 weeks and you're all about it.
Well, we're still in that first 2 week period.
So what's new for everybody?
So do you consider your year the school year? Do you set goals every year?
Do I set goals every year? I mean, I feel like there are like things you want to accomplish in the year.
Do you set goals every year?
Goals. I can consider them goals.
We'll call them goals.
I always try to think of stuff that I'd like to achieve during the year. So yeah, I guess that would be a goal.
So why can't a resolution be like a goal? Your resolution for that year is whatever that goal is you want to accomplish.
I don't know. I feel like everyone just, the resolution thing is just so overhyped.
Well, that's the media for you. I mean, they got to hype it up.
No, but we all know people who are like, I don't know, it's a new year, so I'm going to do something completely new. I'm going to work on this, and it lasts for like 3 weeks.
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like you got to like be serious about this. Like, it's not like a resolution. It's like a life-changing kind of thing. Like you got to, like, change everything. You can't
people
just, like,
need
everything.
A start time. That's what gets people going. Mm-hmm. Some people stick to it. Most people don't. But mm-hmm. at least they have something that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess we're going around the table. What are you trying to do, Tim? What's new on your plate?
Well.
Actually, let's talk about, like, weight loss for you over Christmas break and then, like, now, up to now. Because you're taking 2 weeks off and how things are going.
All right. Before we get to the New Year's goals.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about his New Year's goals. You always update people on Tim.
Yeah, we do. Well, I got to see how much weight I've lost. I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting there.
If I say usually, it's like back of the head.
I know, not today.
Down to the ounce.
I got
to
put my password in.
Oh, my goodness.
It's password protected. All right. So, since the holidays, it was 61.4, now it's 65, so let's just round and say I lost 4 pounds, 4 pounds since the holidays, which isn't a whole lot, but
hand
it's
clap.
Something.
Hey.
Still something.
Yeah, well, 3 pounds of that was this past week, so.
It's still good, it's still going on the downside.
Well, it's because I've really started kicking it in back in, so getting some fitness in. And actually, it's funny, every time I seem to go to the gym or walk, it kicks back in pretty fast.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like the body's like, hey, I'm happy you're doing it, here, I'll give you some incentive and take some weight off. So yeah, so if I sit around, everything stays equalized.
Yeah,
so moving down still.
Yeah, we're moving down. Yep, nothing going up, just steady or down. But we're on the down path right at the moment.
Did you cut out any foods during Christmas, or did you, in the 2 weeks we were off, or did you just enjoy yourself and do what you would like to do?
Well, I would have days. I would have good days where it would all be healthy. And then I usually back that up with 2 or 3 days of bad eating.
But it was, the bad eating was with family, right? And during...
Some of it. And some of it was I had stuff in the cupboard that was starting to go. Expiration dates were coming up. And I really hate throwing food out.
Yeah.
So, stuff that's been sitting in there since September when I started all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I ate some of it, which was really good. But I'm not buying any more to refill it.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but I also did it in moderation. I didn't go crazy.
You didn't feast yourself for a week straight?
No, I didn't even feast myself at any of the holiday stuff. Like, I really kept it down, and I kept track of everything. So.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right.
So now what?
I don't know. So, all right, so what's new for you now? Tuesdays and Thursdays. Me? I'm excited about them.
Oh, starting to lift weights.
Yeah.
So we all got, we got base numbers on Thursday. And now I need to figure out what I need to do with those base numbers. So.
Good.
And then once that's figured out, I guess we're going to write up or get a plan written up for something I can follow. And then we'll go with that. So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays will be cardio still because I enjoy that. And Tuesdays and Thursdays right at the moment will be weight lifting with a little bit of cardio for like warm up.
There you go.
Yeah.
The weights.
Well, I'm excited.
You were pretty sore the other day or
no? No. What, after Thursday?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't sore at all.
What day was it you were sore? Because he texted me and told me that you like did
Saturday morning.
We
worked out.
Yeah, we went in Saturday morning, and I was kind of just fooling around. Like, because I'm not stupid. I used to lift weight, but I said, oh, I can do this. I can do that. Well, that was the first I've lifted weights since September. That was a mistake, and he told me that, and I was like, nah, it's light.
He was like, I got this. I said, yeah, it looks pretty easy. He's like, it is. I said, but you don't have to do that much weight because it's going to be hurting. He's like, nah.
Yeah, 3-4 days later, I was still feeling it. So, but no, after Thursday, actually, I was really surprised I wasn't sore at all. Haven't been sore yet.
Good.
So
you're gonna be sore soon.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's part of it. That's the part I hate. I actually, like Thursday, I was actually having a good time. But it's the soreness that I hate, and that's what makes me not want to do it. Hmm. So, but just it's a mental thing.
2 weeks and you won't be sore anymore.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. So, yep. That's a problem everybody has. Like, people get sore and they get discouraged. You just kind of got to work through it a little bit. It's your muscles just reacting to it.
The small tears in the muscle spindles.
Mm-hmm. But once you get through that, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
So that was probably my fitness resolution. I had some other personal resolutions for myself for 2015. Some of them keep repeating every year because they never seem to come together. But, yep. So how about you? What's your resolution or goal for 2015, Cody?
Mine? I don't know. I've been in like, well, obviously I was in that little funk that you guys like claimed that I was in. Everybody could see
you
it except
were
for me.
In a funk. Yes.
There's no claiming it.
No, there's no claiming
no,
it. You
like,
were in a funk.
I had like
more than five
people tell me
tell you that.
Yeah.
Like it was, good. And I was like, there's something wrong with me, like really. But I don't know. I think it was more so like me being like in limbo with like what I was doing, like in the gym and trying to figure the whole thing out. So then like over Christmas break, ate a lot of food, drank a lot of alcohol. And
a lot of alcohol.
Now I'm kind of just
Tim's like the AA meeting mind. He's like, I need to quit drinking.
But I don't know. I kind of did that to like get that out of my system. And I was like, over the break, we were off for like 10 days. Like even include the weekend, it was like 13 or 14. But like, I don't know. I was working out probably like 3 times a week at most. And I was kind of just keeping it easy and just eating what I wanted to kind of get it out of my system. But like recently I started another like weightlifting cycle from Catalyst. And then... kind of want to like roughly plan out the next like 6 months with that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like because Johnny and I always do that competition at like, or last year was the first time I did it with him at like Titan CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm going to prep for. So I'm going to do a weightlifting cycle and then like play with gymnastics for a while and then like start running again because my ankle actually feels mildly normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thomas keeps trying to like coax me into this like Spartan run, but the four of us in this room know I hate running, including myself.
I do too, but I'm doing it anyway.
That's because you're like nimble. You're like a gazelle.
Yeah, like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle.
I don't know how to reply to that.
I don't know. It's kind of like a nimble, like elegant, agile creature.
Well, it's not going to be running all. Well, it's Spartan Run, so yeah, I have to jump and climb and stuff too.
He's trying to coax me into doing that with him. So
do it,
and that'll be after like my competition in June. Mm-hmm. So I'll pretty much still like be like conditioned for it. So I'll
is that like a July thing?
July 12th.
So July something. Mm-hmm. So it's literally like probably like a month after.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, July 12th.
It's on Sunday.
Mm.
So that'll be fun. Where is it at again? You said it's in Pennsylvania.
It's near the Poconos. I forget the name of the park already. I was gonna look it up, but I didn't. It's
Wait, do we gotta get like electrocuted and run through fire and shit?
No, but you do have to jump over the fire. All the end of the Spartan races have the fire thing that you gotta jump over.
I feel like you can't burn yourself though. Like, there's no way that you can.
You can. It's like
unless you just stop.
It's like 2 feet high. You would literally have to stand in it. Like, you don't stand in it, or if you were like to trip and fall on it. But I don't.
What was that? Is that them or like the Tough Mudder who like is introducing tear gas into like races now?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, like, I saw it somewhere, and then Johnny started talking to me about it. I like putting tear gas in
the Spartan race wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
No, theirs is a little more, if you listen to any of his podcasts and stuff, Joe DeCini, the guy that created it, it's more mental challenges than anything else, which this one's a sprint, so it's a short one, so I don't know how much of a big whoop it's going to be, because a lot of the ones they do around the country are just kind of, it's the competitors that they add stuff into. No, the Tough Mudder is the one that had the electricity and all that other stuff. So
nice.
Yeah, we're not doing that one.
No. Cool. Do you have a resolution or goals for 2015, Thomas?
Besides July 12th and preparing for that, no, not something specific. I mean, I have goals and stuff that I want to accomplish for a softball team, but that's not away from, that's away from me. I know last year I'd wanted to read like a book a month, and I didn't quite accomplish that. So maybe that's something I can try to do this year again. So 12 books throughout the year. It's really easy to do. It's just a matter of.
The creator and owner of Facebook's
Zuckerman.
Yeah, he's doing like a book thing a month
or
something.
He's doing a book club, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that last year, and I started it, and I didn't really go any beyond that, so we'll see if I can pick up and try and do that again.
Right.
But July 12th, so I'm going to be – I've already programmed out the next 4 weeks.
You said before softball practice starts.
Yeah, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, really.
Okay.
So I'll be going in. It's tomorrow morning. Get up 5, get away and work out. I'm doing an Oli lifts on Monday and Thursday. It's every minute on the minute provided by, I think it was Catalyst. I found it. It's kind of a general, and I kind of modified a little bit of it. So it'll be Oli stuff on Monday and Thursday, gymnastics stuff on Tuesdays and Fridays with mile run, and then Wednesdays and Saturdays will just be, if I feel good, do something. If not, it'll be rest/work.
I got you.
So, but every day, Monday through Friday, be in the gym before 6:30.
That's cool.
Start working out.
Awesome. Cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I should be there in the mornings as well. Not 5 a.m., but more like 6:30.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, we're trying to get there at 6:15, 6:20, so I can be done by 7:30.
Yeah, I hear you. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else did you want to talk about?
Yep. I mean, I don't know.
I know, none of us really planned, so we apologize. It's kind of the first week back, and we're kind of just getting back into a rhythm of
A schedule
of doing this. The classes start on Monday for them, so kids and students will be back in the gym more. And
that's been a mess this past week, yeah.
Yeah, and then I've been real busy the past week, so.
track meets.
Track meets.
It's a busy time of year.
It is. It is. Yeah, January is always a little crazy. So, but yeah, but if you guys have resolutions or goals, you know, hopefully it's a healthy one. Don't plan a goal that's not realistic for yourself.
Exactly.
Because that's the problem where a lot of people fail with their resolutions / goals is they make it unrealistic. You know, don't say, hey, I want to lose 100 pounds in 3 months. It's not going to happen. Even if Biggest Loser can do it, doesn't mean you can do it at home with everything else that's going on in your life.
We should harp on that a little bit more. The other thing is you don't want to set too many at one time.
That's true.
Like, and if it needs to be one or two, something simple, and then build from there.
And my opinion is if you do set multiple goals, not a whole lot, but if you set multiple goals, make them in different categories.
Yes, like a financial goal.
Right, and then a fitness goal, a personal goal.
And education, you always need to be learning.
Education, right. So there's four goals you could set for yourself, and that's not too many. And it's in financial, education, personal, and fitness.
So they'll cross over somehow, but not something that you have too many things going on in one realm,
right?
Where you can't really focus on the one, and then you distract yourself and take away from what you're trying to do.
And the thing about focusing on the one is that you'll get quality instead of like mediocrity across the board if you're focusing on a bunch of different things within the same like category. So it's like if you sit down and focus on this and like actually take time and build on it, and then look back on it a couple months later and say, oh, I did well with that. But if you're trying to do a bunch of things in the same realm all at once, you're probably going to be average at one or the other or most of them.
The most common ones now are usually exercise, get back in the gym, and then the other ones like eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, figure out what you need to do in terms of yourself to eat healthy. If you're going to do it and you're serious about it, either I say go all in, or do one small thing at a time instead of trying to do this and nitpick at that. So either get rid of everything in your cabinets that's bad and start scratch, or pick one thing that you can get rid of and do that for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then pick something else and gradually build on it. Because everybody always wants to do, you know, the one food thing, and then they fall off about 2, 3 weeks in because for whatever reason.
Yeah, I agree with you, because it's funny. And also be careful if you guys make resolutions and goals for, like, eating better. Make sure it's something. Don't, like, there's so many plans out there and, you know, the South Beach diet and stuff like that. Make it something that's realistic for yourself, you know.
And your family, too.
And your family, right. I mean, if you're single, it's a little easier. But if you have a family, you know, you got to do something that works for everybody in that. I know no names, but I know somebody that I work with in at track. Every year or every 6 months, they're always talking about some new diet they're on. But it always fails because it doesn't work. Yeah, again, we don't like the word diet, but yeah, if you're going to set a goal like that, you know, eating healthier and stuff, don't do a fad diet. You know, do a little research, look into it, because there's healthier ways of eating that doesn't need to be a diet.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that'll actually help with this is like finding a goal that kind of goes hand in hand with it and finding a reason why to eat a certain way, as opposed to just like, oh, I'm going to eat healthy just because. But then, like, if you're trying to, like, most people are eating healthy to probably lose weight or to look better. Well, you can kind of track that based on getting base numbers, kind of like what you did, get a starting weight, get some body fat percentage measured out, and then find a diet or path or eating style that kind of works for you, because you're eating for like a certain reason. You're eating for a purpose.
Great thing you just said. And actually, I've been meaning to bring it up, and actually you just, light bulb went off. body fat. How do you measure that?
Well, there's two ways. Of different ways you can do it.
Two ways that we've done it, like the stuff that we have.
Okay,
at the gym.
The common man can do it.
Yeah, you gotta find a gym, somebody that knows how to use skinfold calipers, or somebody that has a bioimpedance. Bioimpedance is semi-accurate. It's a decent way to measure it. The leaner you are, the more accurate it is. Skin calipers, it's going to depend on the person who's administering it. Either they're going to be good about pinching skin or they're not. If you can find a place that does hydrostatic weighing. So if you live near a university or something, they have an exercise science degree program and some type of lab that does that stuff. Usually they have students that need to practice, so you can call up and say, hey, is there any chance I could get my body fat weighed or body fat done? You don't weigh body fat, sorry. What are you doing? Hydrostatic tank. I'm confusing myself. But anyway, they'll do it. Sometimes they'll do it for free, like Shepherd down here. I don't know if they do it now. Tate used to work there. He doesn't work there anymore. Could call down there and say, is there students that need to practice on it? And then go down and do it that way. That's going to be the most accurate. You can go to the doctor. They have dual x-ray absorptometry, but that might be expensive. I mean,
yeah.
Most gyms, though, will have a bioelectrical impedance, and that's the thing that you hold that we have at the gym. Have you used that?
No, I didn't know we had anything at the gym.
Oh, yeah, we got it. You can use it tomorrow.
Okay.
We've talked about BMI a lot, but don't pay attention to that.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, nobody needs to follow BMI.
So, there you go.
Okay, I was just curious.
Oh, I don't. Another way we could do it, tape measure, neck waist ratio, and you can plug it into a little formula, and that'll kick back a number as well.
Okay.
Which is semi-accurate. It's the way the military does it, so.
Okay.
That could be another possibility.
Cool.
Why? What was that? That was random.
Oh, well, I've been actually, because one of my apps always asks, do you have a body fat measurement? And I've never done that, so I just been meaning to ask. And
I gotcha. Cool. Anything else? We don't necessarily want to call them, well, I mean, that's what they are, resolutions. Is there another name for it? I like goals.
I like goals too.
I think you should write them down. Goals.
Yeah, I have mine written down. So, yep, mine are written down again. Some have been just keep merging from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
I always hope that, yeah. Anyways. Anywho,
well, write us in, let us know what kind of resolutions you all are doing, goals that you are doing.
Yeah, and then of course some of the stuff that we talked about on the last podcast 2 weeks ago, we're still working on. It's just lives have been busy, people have been on vacations, so we haven't forgot about some of the stuff, you know, like the grocery list and stuff like that we want to do. We just got to get all three of us some free time to go do it.
Yeah.
But it seems like when we have our free time, we're doing a podcast for you guys, which is great. We just need to find another day.
Correct.
In there that we can go do that. So, anything else you want to add, Cody?
Nah.
Stop playing with the flashlight.
I didn't know they had a flashlight on this thing. It's a portable charger. No. But like you guys said, write us in. We haven't forgot about the grocery list. I mean, it's pretty much it.
Yeah, man. And again, if you have a goal and you want to share it with us, or if you have any questions about your goal, let us know and we'll definitely answer them for you on the podcast or by email or any way that you can get a hold of us.
There you go.
So, all right. Hey, peace out. Have a good week. And thanks again for listening to the podcast.